Hi, Daisy.
Hello.
Thank you very much for taking your time today.
You're very welcome.
My name is Masahori, a pure Japanese living in San Diego, and an owner of Miracle Mind Publishing.
Oh, your company's called Miracle
Mind
Mind.
Publishing,
Oh.
which is a brand new company formed last month.
So you must have liked my card that said expect a miracle.
Yeah, that's right.
You
That's
may
right.
copy that.
Okay.
You can have that.
All right. So, okay. Actually, this is first experience for me as a company to interview people, you know, who are helping, you know, encouraging, inspiring and motivating people like you, right? So I really wanted to do this kind of, you know, interview so long time. Yes. So you know, so you are my first guest.
Yay!
It's kind of cool, right?
And yes, this is good luck.
Yeah.
And we're doing it on 8809.
Yeah, that's right. 8809.
Very lucky day.
Yeah, 2009. Okay.
Yes.
So now, I'd like to introduce to the audience, you know, for my especially blog, you know, readers now. And then, okay, let me introduce you to the audience.
Okay.
Simply, right?
Okay.
And then, okay, DC, you are the CEO of Accelerated. Okay, this is company name, Accelerated, right?
Yes.
And the international organization that presents the famous Money and You program.
Yes.
And the first ever business school for social entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Right? That is the Accelerated Business School.
Yes.
For entrepreneurs.
Correct.
So you have two programs, mainly two programs.
Yes, two big programs,
yes.
And we have many others.
Right, right. And then since 1979,
yes.
You have led Accelerated to pioneer high-speed experiential entrepreneurship educational programs.
Yes.
That have transformed the lives of tens of thousands of participants. Oh my God.
Yes.
I mean, and through them, millions of people around the world.
Yes.
That's crazy for me, right? And then to date, Accelerated is a global organization with more than 70,000
graduates. Yes.
You know, not 1700, not 17,000, 70,000.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be
exciting.
Awesome. Yeah, from over 60 countries.
Yes.
60 countries.
Yes.
I cannot believe that. With entrepreneurial programs, mainly conducted in both English and Chinese languages.
Yes.
In the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Malaysia, China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, and Brunei. But interesting thing is Japan doesn't include that.
Yeah, but we have been invited
yes,
to Japan.
Yes. In Europe, other accelerated programs have been translated and presented in various languages, including Spanish and, you know, French and German. Wow. So
yes.
These programs, markets will continue to expand globally.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So, I, you know, totally realized DC is, how do you say, unbelievable already.
Well, I am on a mission.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's why I work so hard.
Oh yeah, I understand. So, you know, what surprised me is that you know, your training graduates include Robert Kiyosaki of the
yes.
Rich Dad Poor Dad
series,
yes, and also Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen of the Chicken Soup of the Soul,
yes,
and also Anthony Robbins,
yes.
Spencer Johnson's, and you know, all you know, super super famous people.
Yes.
wow, I cannot believe that. You know, even Japanese people know them.
Yes.
But, you know, interesting thing is, you know, you are not, I mean, how to say, Japanese people don't really know who you are right now.
Yes, and this is a good lesson mm-hmm. because they get to understand that all the famous people
yes.
always have somebody in the background.
That's right.
That does all the work. Like mm-hmm. when you make a movie,
yes.
like when you go to a premiere of a movie,
mm-hmm.
Many of the movie stars do not go see the other movie stars.
Right.
They're going there to see the directors, mm-hmm. the producers, the investors,
yes.
All the people that make the movies.
Yeah, that's right.
So we are the people who make these people look good.
Right, yeah, I understand.
We're the ones who bring the people.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones who make them famous.
Yeah.
But we don't want to be famous ourselves.
Right.
But we are famous yeah. in our own circles.
Yes,
like
right.
Mm-hmm. Like I've been doing this for over 30 years
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a group of people that they all know who I am.
Right.
Because I've been around for so long.
Yes.
And so I like the small group that knows who I am.
Yeah.
And but now I'm mm-hmm. willing to share mm-hmm. information
yes.
with people like you mm-hmm. and other wonderful people
mm-hmm.
because we must change mm-hmm. the world through education.
That's right. Yeah, I understand. So now we have to understand what is happening behind the scene, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Then, DC, I have you know, a couple of questions to you. So if you know,
ask away.
Yes. If you know, you speak kind of slowly.
I will speak slowly.
To understand, you know, easily, right? Okay.
I will do my best. if you don't understand me,
yes.
you just stop me.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Okay. Could you briefly introduce yourself to the audience, who you are and what are you doing right now? And you know,
okay.
Please.
So do you want me to, would you like me to go back a little bit how I got started?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, that,
so,
that's great.
Actually, I am from Chile,
mm-hmm.
South America,
oh.
and my family came to the United States when I was 12 years old.
Oh, I
so
see.
I grew up
mm-hmm.
in California, in Chile,
uh-huh.
but I grew up as a teenager in Los Angeles,
oh.
California.
Oh.
And I grew up being a regular teenager,
uh-huh.
regular American teenager.
Yes.
And when I was 18 years old, mm-hmm. I had something very sad happen to me.
Oh, I see.
And basically, I was going to be married very
mm-hmm.
young,
mm-hmm. Oh.
And my boyfriend died.
Oh.
My fiancé
oh.
died. So I was very, very heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell this story because
yes.
it's relevant to why I ended up doing what I do.
Uh-huh.
And I also was pregnant. I was going to have a baby. But
oh.
I didn't know it until after he died.
Oh.
So I was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I started working very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have a broken heart,
mm-hmm.
when you're really busy, then you don't feel anything. You're
right.
busy.
That's right.
So I became very successful very young.
Uh-huh.
So I had a vision, and this is very important
mm-hmm.
that you write down in your article.
Okay.
I had a vision very young that I was going to be in a big place
uh-huh.
that looked like the United Nations. You know what the United Nations
yes.
is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I was supposed to go to college
mm-hmm.
and learn how to be a translator, an interpreter.
Oh.
So I speak perfect Spanish
mm-hmm.
and perfect
yeah,
English.
English.
So I decided to become an interpreter
oh, wow,
between English and Spanish. So I started working
yes.
very, very young as an interpreter
uh-huh.
in the legal field,
mm-hmm.
in courts, in attorney's offices, doctor's offices. And I ran into a little machine,
yes.
which is called a stenotype machine.
Uh-huh.
And it's where when you go to court,
mm-hmm.
you know the lady
oh,
or the gentleman
yes, yes,
taking down?
Right. Uh-huh.
That profession is called court reporting.
Court reporting.
Right.
Oh.
You are a court reporter.
I
decided to become a court reporter.
Okay.
And I became very, very successful, very young.
Oh, wow.
I was only 24 years old,
uh-huh.
and I was making a lot of money, and I was working with attorneys, and in the courts. I was in the legal, in the court systems, in the judicial system in Los Angeles.
So at that time, did you have your own company?
No, I was working for the state, the city of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But I was making a lot of money.
Wow.
Okay, they used to pay us $150 a day, and my rent,
uh-huh.
in 1974 was $200 a month.
Oh.
So all I had to do was work two days,
right.
And it would pay all my bills. I was very successful.
Oh, wow.
But in those days, we didn't invest. Mm. We didn't use our money. We just had parties.
Right.
Pretty clothes.
Yes, that's
pretty
right.
Pretty car. You know, I was
yeah,
in my 20s. But I was very, very unhappy.
Uh-oh.
Very unhappy. Mm. And I decided to move to Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
That's when I went to Hawaii, when I was 25 years old.
Uh-huh.
Because this is funny, and I want you to, I hope you can translate this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That I was hoping that if I was going to be sad,
yes.
I might as well be sad in a beautiful place like Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
So I went to Hawaii and I began to sail,
yes.
And I was a court reporter still. I still
work.
Continue. I was a court reporter in the legal system there.
I see.
But I decided to, I was also sailing beautiful yachts.
Oh, wait.
I had a beautiful boyfriend, beautiful yacht, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was 26 years old,
yes.
I had an enlightenment experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a spiritual experience. Do you understand what that means?
Oh.
I had an experience where I had a very deep connection to the Great Spirit, to God.
How did you realize that?
I was in a boat.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know it was a spiritual experience then.
I know.
Now I know, then I didn't know.
Yes.
But I had this experience where I kind of like almost left my body,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the universe.
Whoa.
And I understood everything had happened for a reason. My boyfriend and
yes.
my baby had
mm-hmm.
died, and
mm-hmm.
all these things had happened to me because
yes.
I was put in this world to do something more significant
yes.
than to just be a party girl, than to just be a regular human being.
Whoa.
So it was very shocking to me. I was only 26 years
yes,
old.
Yes.
And I hated God. I was very angry at God because my boyfriend had died,
right.
and other friends
yes.
had died.
Mm-hmm.
So it brought me back into
mm-hmm.
my heart,
mm-hmm.
and I began to discover the field of personal development.
Mm.
I began to discover the first seminar like
yes.
this.
Uh-huh.
It was called EST.
EST.
And I went to do this program,
mm-hmm.
and I discovered that the only control a human being has
mm-hmm.
is to change yourself, to change your mind,
right.
to change your consciousness.
Yeah.
Do you know the word consciousness?
Yeah, consciousness, yes.
I change my
mm-hmm.
consciousness,
mm-hmm.
then I can change my life.
Oh.
So I decided to commit my life
yes.
to changing my consciousness.
Uh-huh.
And 2 years later,
yes.
I found the work that I now do, which was the first business school for entrepreneurs
uh-huh.
using left and right brain
yes, yes.
Teaching techniques. And my mentors were very rich,
uh-huh.
very successful,
mm-hmm.
and they had done research on the top 5 business schools in the world,
uh-huh.
which were in the United States.
Yes.
And they discovered that they did not teach anything about entrepreneurship.
Oh.
They only taught business, but business things
yes.
that you could hardly use. That it was very things that when you got out of business school,
mm.
you knew very little about business because
right,
they
right.
only taught you things that were like from books.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so they right. decided to mm-hmm. do a business school for entrepreneurs.
Oh.
And I attended. I had saved a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of money in the bank.
Yes.
It was my first time I'd retire. I have retired 3 times.
Oh, man.
I was only 28 years old.
Oh.
And
wow.
I decided to go to this business school.
Yes.
And when I was at this business school, I realized that
mm-hmm.
this work
mm-hmm.
had been created for me. for me to have a job.
Oh.
And I, through a series of things, I became a partner.
Yes.
And I ended up, over the years, owning the company.
Uh-huh.
And I have been doing that ever since.
So that happened in 1979.
In 79, I started working with them full time.
Wow.
And in 1980,
yes.
Robert Kiyosaki,
mm-hmm.
the very successful man from Rich Dad Poor
yes.
Dad,
uh-huh.
came to do the program when he had no money.
Yeah. And he started, really?
Yeah. Oh, no money. He had just lost his business.
Oh.
And he became like a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And for the next 5 years,
yes.
he was helping us out.
Uh-huh.
And my mentors, the one who had created this work,
mm-hmm.
decided to move on to yeah. do other things. And I was now their full owner.
So you inherited.
I inherited okay. the work,
uh-huh.
and it was, but I had earned it.
Yeah.
I had worked very hard.
Wow.
And I had put much money into it.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1985, I needed a partner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A business partner. And I looked around, and Robert Kiyosaki
mm-hmm.
was the most qualified person.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I made him my partner.
Wow.
And then I took the business. Up until then, we were just in the United States, and I had taken a trip overseas,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to take our work to Australia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we started doing programs in Australia, and for the next 9 years,
mm-hmm.
he and I were business partners, and we did the work first in Australia, then New Zealand. Then somebody invited us to Singapore, then to Hong Kong, then to Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
then to China. Taiwan, and then by the time he decided to go on to just only do investment work, I pretty much had created the business school
yes.
to be all over. So I stayed
mm-hmm.
on the side of entrepreneurship,
yes,
and he stayed on the side of investments.
Oh, I
but
see.
The book, we published his first book, which
mm-hmm.
is called If You Want to Be Rich and Happy, Don't Go to School.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's his first book.
Oh, really?
Yes, we published that first book in 1991. His first book is not Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Oh, really?
Rich Dad Poor Dad is his second book.
Oh.
And we made him famous in Australia, New
uh-huh.
Zealand, Singapore, Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
and those countries.
Yes.
And it was that platform, it
uh-huh.
was that,
yes, uh-huh.
that helped him become famous with Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Oh, so you helped him
mm-hmm.
to become.
Yes. Then he yes. found his next partner,
uh-huh.
which is also a Money and You graduate,
Sharon. Yes.
Sharon
yes,
Lecter.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Now Sharon is his business partner.
Oh, I see.
And for another 9 years,
uh-huh.
and she's the one that helped him get the Rich Dad Poor Dad series into the world.
Right.
And she's a good friend of mine. So.
Oh, yeah.
So Robert has had not only his wife
mm-hmm.
as his partner,
mm-hmm.
but he has had two wonderful business partners. Myself first,
yes.
and then Sharon Lecter.
Oh.
And but that's only one story.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much because the work was based
mm-hmm.
on generalized principles
right.
of business
mm-hmm.
by very big masters mm-hmm. like Buckminster Fuller.
Yes.
And Ilya Prigogine, and a gentleman by the name of Georgi Lasunov that created the first studies
mm-hmm.
on using left and right brain.
Mm-hmm.
This work is so powerful
right.
that many, many people, when they take it,
mm-hmm.
because it goes into the subconscious,
yes.
then they come out and they go and put it to work in their business,
mm-hmm.
and they become very successful. We have a thing called the business success model.
Business success model.
Can you understand all those words?
Yes, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the business success model
mm-hmm.
is a model that you can use anywhere in the world and in any business. So like for you that you want to be an entrepreneur,
yes. mm-hmm.
then you and your wife, you could come to Money and You
mm-hmm.
and we teach you 44 hours of entrepreneurship.
Okay.
And it helps you accelerate
oh.
your knowledge. And
I
that's
see.
Why we can teach
mm-hmm.
Money and You in 3.5 days.
Yes.
And the business school for
yes.
entrepreneurs
yes.
in 8 days.
Eight days.
We like the number 8.
Oh, yeah.
And And what happens is that in 8 days, we teach you all that an entrepreneur needs to learn. So for you to be successful, you must learn sales and marketing.
Sales and marketing, wow.
People and organization, how to build, how to know people, how to build organizations, and money and finances.
Okay.
Money and finances. And that's why those areas we teach in the business school. So Money and You teaches you generalized principles.
Okay.
We teach you about leverage. We teach you about other principles. But the business school, an additional 8 days, teaches
more,
you
more detailed things.
More details and business.
I see.
And we bring in, like at our next business school, we're going to have four people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. We hardly pay them any money to come.
Wow.
They're so rich.
Oh,
really rich. I mean, they're rich, rich.
Yes.
And, but they come to teach at our school because we are on a mission.
Yes.
And what we want to do is we want to finish, eradicate. You know the word eradicate?
Yes.
It means to end.
Yes.
Poverty and hunger in the world.
Okay.
And the reason is because today, every single day, 25,000 people die of starvation not having clean water or not having electricity in order for them to have refrigeration.
Right.
17,000 of them are children.
Oh.
Very sad. Oh. Do you have children?
Yes, two kids.
How old are they?
18 and 16.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But just remember when they were little, wouldn't have been horrible had they had not enough food.
Right.
You would have died. You know, you would have done anything.
Yeah.
So that's why we have a lot of crime in the world. We have a lot of things that are not good. People sell drugs. People grow drugs.
Yes.
People do many things that you. We have prostitution.
Right.
Now, you don't have to say this in your blog, but you can if you want. Because I am very much, but the reason why we have all these terrible things is because people are hungry.
Right.
They don't have enough food.
Right.
They don't have, they don't, so they have to do whatever they have to do.
Right.
So what I believe out of learning from masters, that when you educate people from very, very young and you educate them correctly, then you can give them tools that you have, that you have had, that I have had in order for me to be successful.
Right.
That's how you finish, you end poverty. By education.
Wow.
So that's why, now my purpose, you know the word purpose, is to uplift. Uplift means to raise. Consciousness in the world, we uplift humanity's consciousness through business. So we use these seminars, we use these tools, and I'm very much now a speaker. I go to very, very rich people, very successful people, and I talk to them like this, and I influence them in order for them to go to the politicians, and then they tell them about these things, and then I do my job. That's what I do.
I see, I see.
Wow. So that's why I'm so passionate about this, and that's why I speak to billionaires, very rich people. I speak to people who are wealthy. I have other, I talk to people who are well off like us, and then I talk to very poor people. I talk to non-profit organizations. I talk to whoever wants to talk to me.
Okay.
Because I, now my business, I don't have to work anymore. I am now successful, but I use much of my money for this cause.
I see. I totally understand. Wow.
Is there, you understood everything?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, and good. Just tell me when you don't understand.
Yeah, I totally understand. So, I know, you know, people can, probably, you know, you already answered this question, right? So, you know, what I wanted to ask you about is, you know, people, people can learn, you know, many, many things in Money and You program, right?
Yes.
Super fast, right? Very, very
yes.
quickly.
Very quickly.
So just for a couple of days, right? So
3.5 days.
3.5 days. And then, so I wanted to ask you, what's the difference between, you know, Money and You program and, you know, normal business school?
Okay.
So
I can explain that very easy.
Yeah.
We learn from the master mm-hmm. of how to learn.
Yes.
His name was Georgi Lasunov. He found out in 1935, he's very old now,
okay,
that when you use both sides of your brain, mm-hmm. like your wife, mm-hmm. she's a pianist.
Yes.
When she plays piano, mm-hmm. she's using her right brain.
That's right.
You are an engineer.
Yes.
When you are doing your mathematical, you're using the left brain.
Yeah, that's right.
There's something very powerful when you use both.
Okay.
So in our traditional schools, mm-hmm. they just try to teach you left brain.
I see.
But many children mm-hmm. and many people mm-hmm. are right brain, but some of them are both.
Right.
An ideal person is both. But I am very left and right brain.
Probably 99% people are using just 10%, 20% of the, you know, their brain.
10%
right?
of the brain.
Yes.
Now, that is not accurate anymore.
Oh.
We actually don't know.
Oh, okay.
The more that they learn about the brain, mm-hmm. the less that we know about the brain. Mm. It's very interesting. Don't get me started. We could have a whole conversation.
Okay.
Because the brain is very new to scientists. They have certain machines and you can go and you can do a lot of reading about the brain. But the one thing that they know is that they can activate learning. Mm-hmm. For this particular interview, mm-hmm. you can activate learning with music.
Okay,
you can activate a learning with colors.
Yes.
You can activate learning with movement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And with interactions.
Right.
So in the Money and You program, mm-hmm. we teach business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we can teach 44 hours of entrepreneurship mm-hmm. very quickly because we use both sides of the brain and we use exercises, we use games, You're always working in groups.
Okay.
So if you are more smart in mathematics mm-hmm. than me, mm-hmm. then you will help me.
Oh.
But if I am more smart in, say, creativity,
yes.
I can help you. And she's good at music.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably knows many other things.
Mm-hmm.
So if the three of us are in a group
yes.
and there's two mm-hmm. more people here, uh-huh. then each one of us uses our genius.
Mm-hmm.
What we're very good at
mm-hmm.
in order for us to work together. And then we create more. And that's why you can teach so much in 44 hours
uh-huh.
and then later in 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we'd love for you to come. And you know, it's so cheap to come for this program.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
very, very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the price later. Mm-hmm. But it's very good for you to mm-hmm. remember that. In whenever you use anything to accelerate the learning process,
mm-hmm.
and this is what you want to teach your children, that there is an organization
yes.
called Super Camp.
Super Camp. Okay.
Super Camp,
mm-hmm.
which was created by the lady that gave me this work.
Mm-hmm.
My two mentors, Marshall Thurber,
yes.
Bobby DePorter.
Okay.
Bobby DePorter, the lady,
mm-hmm.
she went on to create Super Camp, which are programs for teenagers.
Oh, okay.
And they have done, they have all these studies the way we have too,
yes.
on how to accelerate the learning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why traditional schools,
mm-hmm.
A regular business school,
yes.
is very old-fashioned. They teach you like they always, like 100 years ago,
aye, aye.
They were teaching the same thing. So that's
right.
why
mm.
our school is called Accelerated.
Accelerated.
It's
okay.
a combination
no,
of the word.
Yes.
When you translate this into
uh-huh.
Japanese,
mm-hmm.
tell them the word accelerated means to do fast and excellent.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's kind of difficult to
so,
translate.
But you can explain to them
yeah, yeah, sure.
that it's called that because
yes.
you you know, you can maybe do this explanation in this interview in several pieces.
Yes, yes, sure.
Because you can do one in learning, and then we can talk about money, but it's up to you.
Okay. So then, okay, you answer most of my questions already.
I know.
So, okay, this is the interesting thing, you know.
The difference between wealth and money.
Rich and wealthy, yeah, that's right. So, you know, if people see, I mean, money and you, right? So they might think, well, it might be money earning training or something.
Yes.
But, you know, when I, you know, read your website, I learned that it is not just learning to become rich or, you know, earning money, right? And rather than wealthy,
right. Yes.
So, my question is, what is the difference, from your definition, what is the difference between rich and wealthy? How do you teach people the difference?
Okay. So, the first thing you need to know that it is not my definition.
Okay.
I am a messenger.
Yes.
Messenger. I am a very simple person.
Okay.
And I am not very smart.
Well.
Serious. But I'm very good at learning.
Okay.
And I have learned, and this is very important for your audience to know, that when you learn from masters, then you learn the right things.
Okay.
When you learn from people who are not very smart, you learn the wrong things. And that's the problem. So,
to interrupt you, but how do you know, okay, is he smart or is...
By the results that they have created in life.
Okay.
By what they have created. So like for instance, I am not that interested in being a billionaire or being very rich.
Okay.
The way my old partner Robert Kiyosaki is.
Okay.
We have different beliefs about money.
I see.
He just wants to be a billionaire. He wants he loves money and just wants money.
Yes.
I love wealth.
Wealth.
And I love changing the world. He likes to change the world too.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We had the same teachers. The difference between wealth and money is that money is a tool.
Yes, tool.
Money is something that you can use and to exchange things.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's
so
right.
You can have a lot of money and you can buy many, many things. You can buy yachts and houses and travel all over the world. Well, I travel over the world, but you know, you can have your own airplane, all these things. Wealth are things that add value. Wealth is things that when you can create better housing, better education, better things that will teach others for them to also create wealth.
Right.
So it's not just teaching them about how to make money, money. Like, there is a tool that you can teach people. There's a thing called the business success model that we teach in Money and You that many people have just gone and left Money and You and went and just created money.
Okay,
so we know how to teach that.
Right.
But there is another level. And that is to teach people how to create wealth. So right now, let me tell you the difference.
Okay.
You have a blog.
Yes.
And you are teaching people. You are creating wealth. You are saying to people, learn from all these people. This is, you're doing fantastic work. And you're saying to people, look, I'm going to bring all these different teachers to you. I'm going to find the best for you.
Yeah.
You be your own judge. You go and put this to work in your life.
Okay?
But if you were just saying to them, okay, this is what you need to do. You go and you buy the lemons.
Yes.
You go buy water and the sugar. And you mix it in. And you make a lemonade stand.
Yes.
And you only paid 25 cents for the ingredients. But you sell the lemonade for a dollar.
Yes.
You just made 75 cents.
Right.
Business is very simple.
Oh, right.
That's not a problem.
But
I just taught you how to make money.
But the important thing is how you, you know, how you add, you know, more value.
Now you can have You can have the lemonade stand.
Yes, yes.
But you add one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Now you have free education on the side.
Okay.
You have books.
Okay?
You have maybe a video going on with somebody teaching. This is just an example of adding value. There's many ways. You being a piano teacher and teaching children how to play piano, you're not only teaching them piano.
Right.
You're teaching them how to be creative, how to be disciplined, how to be focused.
Right.
So that's why teaching kids music is so important. And over here in California, the first thing that goes is exercise, music, arts. It's insane. If you know anything about education, it's the way that you activate. So now you see that in the lemonade stand, you're giving them, you have a bunch of books that you're giving for free.
Yes.
You are now adding value. And then more people will come to your lemonade stand.
That's right.
They will come and they go, did you hear about the, now there's many lemonade stands in the neighborhood.
Yes, yes.
But yours has the one with the books and the video.
Mm-hmm.
And people start saying, hey, you know, over there, Masa has a lemonade stand, but when you go there, they have this really cool thing that you can buy. They give you free books.
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Word of mouth.
Yes.
But now you are adding value, and then people go, I want to go for his lemonade stand, except you have the same price that the other people do, except they are just giving you lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
So in Money and You, we teach people the difference. So I still make money.
Mm-hmm.
I still charge for my programs.
Yes.
I still charge, and I love beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a beautiful car, a beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love my beautiful things.
Oh, yes.
But I, in addition to just teaching that, what I do is I teach people principles.
Okay.
So in Money and You, you will learn how to make more money by adding more value.
Oh,
that and so wealth is when you wealth. There is a very intricate definition to wealth, and you have Facebook, right?
Facebook, yes.
If you go to my site, about
you are my friend.
Yes.
Yes.
2 days ago, I wrote the definition of wealth on my page. 2 days ago.
Is that right?
About two, three days ago.
Yeah,
so you go back and you can write it down from there.
I was supposed to read your
Facebook.
Yeah,
I write many things.
Yeah,
today I wrote three different things.
Every day I read.
But today
your stuff.
Very busy. I was really into it.
Yeah.
So today I wrote three different things.
Oh, okay.
So you have to go back like 2 days and you will have the definition of wealth.
Okay.
In my Facebook.
I need to get back to that. Yeah, well, again.
So that's the difference between wealth and wealth is when you enrich, when you teach people more than just making money, and if you teach people, wealth is also with, there are five areas that you can create tremendous wealth. One is housing.
Housing, okay.
Provide better housing.
Yes.
The other one, of course, is education.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, of course, is food.
Food.
The other one is health.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And there's another one that our teacher Buckminster Fuller taught us.
Yes.
It's entertainment.
Entertainment.
And
wow.
Entertainment.
That's the most important thing for me.
Yeah. And entertainment comes
because
you can teach people in entertainment.
Yes.
But you also use music and it's the arts.
Right.
And it's all the beautiful things in Japan, you know, the beautiful, you know, you have those beautiful little trees.
Yes.
They are entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think they're entertainment?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know the way they cut them? What are they called?
Yes, bonsai.
Bonsai.
Yes.
And you look at them and they're so beautiful. That's entertainment. The guitars here and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So Buckminster Fuller said when you spend, if you want to add value, you can go into business in those areas. But in housing, it's not just real estate where you get a house and then you overcharge. No, no, no. It's creating housing for the lowest price housing for as many people as possible.
Oh,
so if you work in development, where you can make it cheaper for people to live in.
Yes.
That's adding value, as opposed to doing real estate where you just want to make all this money.
Okay.
And people confuse that. Anyway, see, we can talk for many hours about this.
Right. Okay.
When we go to eat, I can share more.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, this is my last question. You know, this is so important for me to ask you about. So, you offer, the money and youth program in many countries, right?
Yes.
And then, so obviously there are, many cultures in those countries, right? Japanese culture, Chinese culture, Australian culture, culture are totally different, I think.
They are.
Yeah. So,
every country has a different culture.
Right.
Every country. Malaysia is different than Singapore, than Brunei, than Brunei. Indonesia, then Thailand.
Right.
All those countries are very different.
So,
Japan.
But Japan is,
very different.
So, my question was, how do you feel that kind of, how do you say, that kind of culture difference, and then how
Do we apply?
Yeah, apply
our programs.
Yes, that's right.
In every country.
Mm-hmm, yes. Okay.
So when we go there, we go with partners that understand the culture. So I have a partner, Wilson Lin, and I'll write his name down for you.
Yes.
And Wilson Lin is a person who took us to China, and then he is from Taiwan, but he really knows also the Chinese people in China, because Taiwan is also different than China.
Right.
And what they did is that there are certain principles that are true everywhere in the world. Same thing. Wealth is the same everywhere.
Okay.
You either create value or you don't.
Right.
So there are certain rich people that all they care about is making money, and all they care about is themselves and their family. And even then, sometimes they don't care that much about their family. But then there's other rich people that really understand wealth.
Yes.
So you translate those principles to Chinese. But the difference is that because they haven't had the same upbringing as the American know-how, then you don't have the same teachings. So my Chinese partner had to explain many concepts. So let me put it the other way, because your Japanese people will really understand this. In Japan, you really understand honor. Honorable things.
Yes.
Sometimes people, when they don't understand the Japanese culture, they don't understand how people used to commit suicide. In World War II, how they were willing to die.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, that's because they don't understand honor. In the American culture, they understand honor very little. They understand respect. They understand being ethical, having integrity, being honest. They understand that. But I don't think they understand honor the way that the Japanese do, or the way that people in my country do. In Chile. In Chile, like for instance, let me show you something very interesting.
Okay.
In America, there are very few Latins and Asians homeless people. Very few. Practically nothing.
Practically
nothing.
I understand.
You know why?
Oh, yeah.
Because in our culture, your culture and my culture, we might be very angry with our relative, but we would never let them in the street. So you might be very mad at your cousin, but you will give him a place to sleep in your house.
Right.
You won't let him go and sleep on the street. We cannot do that. So that's why in the Asian and in the Latin families, you're very mad at somebody, you bring them in and you put them a place to sleep.
Yes, that's right.
In the American culture, people separate, They put, they, in our culture, your culture, we would never put our mothers and fathers into nursing homes. They stay with us, like my mother.
Yeah.
Like my mother is very independent, but my sister and I have already talked.
Okay.
I already have an extra room.
Yes.
She has an extra room.
Oh.
When our mother gets very old, she's 84, but she looks like 60.
Okay.
You know, like I'm in my 50s, and you can see that I'm very young. So when our mother, hopefully, you know, she will live another 20 years, but when she gets very old and she cannot move around so much, either she will take her in, I will take her in, or we will drive her back and forth, but she will live with us. We would never take her to a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a different in cultures.
Right, that's right.
So in the Japanese culture, you have, you know, like, and the Chinese, we bow. We always bow to just to say hello. And people go, why do they bow? It's like, it's just a culture. But it's a nice thing. It's honoring another person, the presence of another.
Yes.
But when you don't understand that, and that's what also happens around my programs, that we adopt so that we have part of the culture, but also in Japan and in China and in other countries, they really like American entrepreneurship.
Yep.
So we combine the two, and that's why we're so successful.
Oh, I see.
So we combine the local culture with the American culture. And so the Americans, the reason why this is such an entrepreneurial country is that Americans, they have many good things about them. One of them is that they're very big team players. They really understand how to work as a team.
Yes, yes.
And they're also very encouraging.
Right.
They will encourage you. They, you know, like, I'm very American that way. Like, I go, okay, you want to be in your own business? Let me tell you this. You Mick, you know, he's so loving so giving. Like, okay, I'll help you.
Right.
I'll help you. I'll help you. You know, help me and all that. That's very American.
Yes.
That's the advantage that Americans have over other countries. They're very entrepreneurial by spirit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I totally understand.
But I actually teach people the difference between it, part of my of what I do.
Yes.
I sometimes get paid a lot of money to teach, for instance, Muslims. You know the Muslim people?
Yeah.
People from Malaysia, Middle East?
Yes, Muslim.
I teach them about how Christians think.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
And the difference between the two.
Yes.
Or how the Chinese, even though they know Chinese, but I know a lot more about Chinese, not only because I've been with working with Chinese since 1989, but because I found out 5 years ago that I'm part Chinese. So I have already, like when we were sitting there and you didn't have anything to drink, I was very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because I grew up in South America and in Asia.
Yes.
That you don't drink alone. We all must have.
Oh, okay.
See, it's like, it's not polite only me to be drinking. And it's, I grew up with that.
Yes.
So you, and you don't come meet new people in Chile. You always bring gifts to new people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's quite, you know,
yes,
similar to you know, Japanese culture.
So you're giving me this gift, right? You're putting me in Japanese world,
yes, that's
and
right.
You're taking me, this so you're giving me a big gift. Yes, that's a big gift. So I bring you gifts. Now, in America, very few people do that.
Yeah, we were, you know, kind of surprised at, you know, when we see those kind of things. You know, when we we moved here from Japan, you know, my wife said that we need to take, you know, kind of, you know, cake or something to, you know, our neighbors.
Yes.
But, you know, American people don't have that kind of, you know,
Some people do in the Midwest,
in
certain states, but not in California. You know, in California, I go knock on my neighbor's door, and they go, what do you want? And it's like, well, you're my new neighbor, and I am over here, and if you ever need anything, just let me know. And by the way, here is a little gift for you to welcome you to the building. And they go, oh my God, thank you. At first, it's like, what do you want? So it's just a style. So, so that's the difference. And so we can, there are certain principles that you can teach that are the same all over, but you have to adapt to the local culture.
Okay.
And that's what we do. So when we go to Japan, see, I have been invited to Japan. And when, but what I want to do is I get to meet more people. They had a financial setback. And so they said, we wait until the financial crisis is over. But when I was talking to them about it, you know, they were explaining to me. And I said, yeah, I know. So when we go to Japan, there are many things that we don't know that we will have to learn, but we will combine that with our American and our style that we learn in China. Now, China and Japan are much closer than the United States and Japan.
Right.
So they are, you know, the Asian, the whole Asian community has similar, you know,
Yeah, should be.
But definitely different.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Japanese, you are up on the top on honoring and you are into ritual. You know, you're the tea, you know, rituals that you have. Oh my God! And your flower arranging and your music and all these things. You know, they're like, they come from so long ago, from all the different beautiful that you just and see some people that are not Asian, they get very bored and they go, move faster, and you go, can't you see that in every movement, the way the cup gets turned, the way that they pour the tea, and they go, no, I don't see it, and I go, oh, forget it, because they can't see it. They don't just sit there and enjoy the present time.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what we teach both ways.
Okay. That's interesting. So this is a real last question. You know, you teach in China, you teach in America, you may, you know, you will teach in Japan. You know, the biggest problem is language. So.
It's not though, we translate it.
Oh, translate it?
Everything is translated. I speak through translators. I don't speak Chinese.
First you speak English and then translator translate.
Yeah, okay, it's very well done. We have one translator that has been working with us for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And I can speak very fast. He knows exactly. And then he translates it into Chinese.
Sometimes,
and we move very fast. Because he understands English perfect, and he has worked with us for so long that he knows exactly almost what we're gonna say.
So then, when students speak something in Chinese,
then it gets translated through him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he translates to us.
I see.
But we have many. Maybe later, our next meeting, I'll show you a Chinese video.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and you can see me teaching in Chinese.
Okay, great. All right. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. Now, what we like to do is make sure that you become an affiliate in our website.
Yes.
Because now they have translation in our website.
Oh, is that
They're going to have translation.
Oh, wow.
So people in Japan will be able to read it.
Okay.
And so I want to make sure that when you do any, that you have the affiliate code. So when people come to our website from Japan and they see the code, like on your blog, you put the little code.
Yes, yes.
And then you get credit.
Oh, yeah? Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So you get credit and you can make money.
Okay.
And so if people come to programs, we'll know they came from you.
Yeah.
Plus, we'll be able to keep track
okay.
of how many people come from your blog.
Cool. Wow. All right. Yeah, that's
isn't that
thing.
Nice?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to know.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lucy.
I hope you had
it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Did great. You enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
good.
Thank
I
you.
Tried to make it entertaining for you. Yeah.